Buddha said many times that because all phenomena are dependently arisen, they are relative. Their existence depends on other causes and conditions, and depends as well on their own parts. A wooden table, for instance, does not exist independently. Rather, it depends on a great many causes, such as a tree, the carpenter who makes it, and so forth. It also depends upon its own parts. If a wooden table or any phenomenon really were not dependent, if it were established in its own right, then when you analyze it, its existence in its own right should become more obvious, but it does not. This Buddhist reasoning is supported by science. Physicists today keep discovering finer and finer components of matter, yet they still cannot understand its ultimate nature. Understanding emptiness is even deeper. The more you look into how an ignorant consciousness conceives phenomena to exist, the more you find that phenomena do not exist that way. However, the more you look into what a wise consciousness understands, the more you gain affirmation in the absence of inherent existence. Lust and hatred are ruled by ignorance, and so cannot be generated limitlessly. Since, as we have established, when any phenomenon is sought through analysis, it cannot be found, you may be wondering whether these phenomena exist at all. However, we know from our own direct experience that people and things cause pleasure and pain, and that they can help and harm. Therefore, phenomena certainly do exist. The question is how they exist. They do not exist in their own right, but only have an existence dependent upon many factors, including a consciousness that conceptualizes them. Once they exist, but do not exist on their own, they necessarily exist in dependence upon conceptualization. However, when phenomena appear to us, they do not at all appear as if they exist this way. Rather, they seem to be established in their own right, from the object's own side, without depending upon a conceptualizing consciousness. When training to develop wisdom, you are seeking through analysis to find the inherent existence of whatever object you are considering, whether this be yourself, another person, your body, your mind, or anything else. You are analyzing not the mere appearance, but the inherent nature of the object. Thus, it is not that you come to understand that the object does not exist. Rather, you find that its apparent inherent existence is unfounded. Analysis does not contradict the mere existence of the object. Phenomena do indeed exist, but not in the way we think they do.